Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this free training, How to Let Go of Your Love Blocks. I am your facilitator, Deanna Durrell, and we are going to be talking about the three top blocks that keep you from meeting your soulmate. And of course, I am bringing in the angels tonight because that is the core part of the work that I do with my clients around love and relationships. So I'll also be sharing how you can connect with the romance angels for each particular block. Now, wherever you're joining us from, if you would like to speak to me on our call, go ahead and press 1 on your phones and I will see that your hand is up. But here is what you are going to learn today on this training. You're going to learn the top three things that block you from finding your soulmate, the most common behavior you must stop if you keep dating the same guy with a different face, how to stop doing it alone. So as I mentioned, you'll learn how to connect with the angels to help you change your patterns. And you will learn of an opportunity, to clear your blocks to love for good. As a special thank you for being here tonight with me, we're also going to do a group healing meditation that I will take everybody through to open up your heart chakra. So you may be listening to this because you are single, maybe recently single, maybe you've just gone through a breakup or a divorce, and you are trying to figure out, what am I doing wrong? Why is Mr. Right or Mrs. Right not in my life? With the holidays coming up especially, it's really important to just do some self-inventory on what you really want. And it's also the new moon, so it's a perfect time to start re-engineering your manifestations for the coming year, and especially with our relationships. Just to give you a little bit of background about why I'm hosting this call and why you should listen to me, I am a big believer in love and have gone through my own set of heartbreak many, many, many times. They say that you teach what you need to learn, and it is absolutely true. If you can think of, the most painful love stories, I'm sure that I've either heard it through work with my private clients or I've experienced it. So I've had the pleasure of, really connecting with soulmate love, not once, not twice, but actually 3 times in my life. And I still have quite a bit of my life to live, but I have been there. I've been through the fire. I've been through the trenches for you. And I know what it takes to create a soulmate partnership. I've helped so many of my clients to not only find love, but also to reconnect to themselves, that part of themselves that they lost, either through a relationship that wasn't serving them or through just putting their focus, on something external, something outside of themselves. And so, they forgot about who they were and loving their life. And so I helped them reconnect to that part and feel passion again and love, because love starts with all of us, right? It starts with the fire in our bellies that we have for our life, the fire that you feel for, all of the things in your life that matter, all of the things that you value. So tonight I am going to be giving you relationship specific tips, but you can use these tips in any area of your life if you just adjust the language, because everything is connected here, right? Nothing is separate. And with our new moon in Sagittarius today, it almost feels like the first day of 2016. I don't know if you've been feeling that, but it's almost like a big weight has lifted off energetically. And it's like everything that has been in your way or that has been up for negotiation is right there in your space so that you can make a really committed choice one way or another in the next few weeks before the new year. What do you want to keep in your life and what do you want to let go of and make space for something new or someone new to come into your life? Okay, so with all of my classes, I like to begin with just a very simple grounding. This grounding is meant to help you tune into your heart center and also to help you disconnect from whatever you were doing today so that you can have the power of the present moment. So I'm just going to invite everyone to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. And allow your belly to expand. And exhale. Let's just do that two more times. Just really feeling your physical body and your mind just still and relax. Beautiful. And I want you to put your hand over your heart right now, and your other hand on your belly. And these are the two energy centers. These are the two chakras that often get affected when we're talking about love. Obviously, the heart, right, is all about love. It's about connection, but it's also about forgiveness and self-compassion. And your tummy, your solar plexus, is about power, where you give your power away, where you've taken power from another person. Maybe even without realizing it. And it's also what makes you unique. So our personalities, our unique attributes come from that third chakra. And when we're in a relationship that doesn't appreciate or doesn't enhance those, that chakra can start to, turn into other things. You can get digestive problems or you can feel really tense in that area. So just acknowledge how you're feeling in this moment, in those two spaces. I also practice yoga. I'm a yoga teacher as well and dance teacher. And so one of the biggest things is tuning into the body. As you just bow your head, if you're willing to do this with me tonight, just bow your head so your chin is towards your chest. And this is just a simple mudra, energetic posture that really represents you letting go of thinking about it so much, letting go of the need to figure anything out in your love life right now, and bowing literally to the heart, to what's your true desire, what your soul really wants, not what you think you should want. And I want you to come up with one word that represents your intent for love this coming year. Starting now, it's sort of the new year with the new moon. Maybe it's connection, maybe it's love, maybe it's marriage, maybe it's healing. What is it for you? Just get really, really clear and write it down. And my intent is to assist everyone on this call with helping you get closer to that. And I just want to thank you for being here. Okay, perfect. So let's go straight into the love blocks. You may want to take notes, but I also want to say this. Feel as I'm going through these. The ones that you think, oh my gosh, that's so easy. Like, of course I don't have that. I would definitely write that one down because it's usually the ones that we think that we don't need to work on, where we have the greatest potential. And all of these are very simple, right? Simple to say, but not necessarily simple to do. And that's where the angels come in. So the first one is giving into power-sucking stereotypes. Okay? Again, I've really designed this class and this call to align with our chakras. So this is really hitting that third chakra, the stomach that I was talking about earlier. Giving into power-sucking stereotypes, some that may, be running through your head, or maybe you've heard your single friends tell you is, I'm too old to find a partner. I should have been married by now. I should have a child by now. There must be something wrong with me that I'm not married or I'm not in a relationship. Okay, these are the big ones that I see with my private clients. I'm sure there are others, and if you can think of others that you've been telling yourself, write them down, because those are the ones that are really pulling your energy and also preventing you possibly from being able to hold on to a soulmate or a soulmate potential partner, right, when you're with them. Because if these thoughts are running the show, right, our subconscious is stronger sometimes than our logical minds. Logically, you know, oh, that's not true. But if your subconscious believes it, that's going to override everything. And you may have been meeting partners that maybe are actually really suited to you, but, you know, we go into self-sabotage and we get scared and these stereotypes kind of rub up against that chakra and it's like, yeah, they're not it, right? But really, it's the thoughts and the beliefs behind the scenes that have that power, for good or bad. So the angel that you can work with for this particular block of giving into power-sucking thoughts or stereotypes is Archangel Jophiel. And I'll spell her name out for you. It's Jophiel. And she is the angel of positive thoughts. She's also the angel of feng shui, which very much closely connects, you know, when you're wanting to bring in somebody new, to look at revamping your physical space as well as your internal world. And she helps with beautifying, right, your energy, which I just love. I was first introduced to Jophiel in Kona when I was working with Doreen Virtue, and I remember feeling her energy right on my heart chakra, and it's her color that's associated with Jophiel is pink, like a pale baby pink. So one simple way that you can connect with her is just through the colors. So either wearing pink or having a rose quartz stone on your desk and holding it in your receptive hand, so your non-dominant, non-writing hand, really tuning in to what are those thoughts that you want her help with turning around. And you can do this in the morning or in the evening with all of the angels that I'm going to mention today. There is no formula for how to call them in. The best way that I've learned that I want to offer up tonight is to speak to them like you would a good friend, right? So use your language. Don't worry about getting all jargony. It doesn't matter to them. They just simply want to help. The important thing when you're asking for their help is at the end of you venting whatever is happening, just say, I release this to you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me what I need to do, or if I need to just be still. Your own version of that, okay? And it will get easier. If you're new to angels and I'm talking like a foreign language to you right now, don't worry about it. Your subconscious is absorbing it. So that is the first block. And I'm sure that, again, there are other stereotypes that I didn't mention, but when we put pressure on ourselves, right, that we should have someone in our life by a certain age or a certain time, right, then we start telling stories to ourselves around what's true that we don't have it, right? So because I don't have this, then I must be a bad person. I must be unworthy. I must be undesirable. I must be whatever you want to insert there. And those are the thoughts that you want to turn around. Okay, so the second big one that I see, and actually, I want to back up. How does that feel as you heard that first block? Where do you feel it? Some of you may be like still in your head, like, oh, okay, I get that intellectually. But if it hit home with anyone, just put a little star by it. And just know, okay, for this new moon period, working with Jophiel on noticing and shifting those is going to be huge for you in the area of love. Okay, the second one, and this is a big one, there's a lot of charge with this one, is an unwillingness to get clarity on your bottom line. So the block is an unwillingness to have clarity on your bottom line. I told you that I was going to share the most common behavior that you've got to stop if you keep dating the same guy with a different face. Well, this is it. It's going through your romantic life, right? Kind of at the mercy of the universe and at the mercy of other people and what they want in their agendas. Sometimes, I'll give you an example actually from my dating files. There was a man that I was dating a few years ago, and I knew from the start that it wasn't right, but I was in such a low space in my life. I had just gone through a really terrible breakup, not more than, 6 weeks prior to meeting this other guy. And I just didn't want to acknowledge that this new guy had the same kind of negative outlook on life, right, that the last guy did. I somehow overrode my intuition and thought that it would change because I was so positive and it would somehow just change him. And like my positive energy would rub onto him and then he would start treating me well. When really my bottom line was I only date people who have a glass half full perspective on life, you know, but that was one of mine back then. And I was being presented with these really good looking, good on paper guys that all had that same negative mindset. And I thought I could change them. Right. And so when you throw in attraction and you throw in feeling lonely, it can get really, really confusing. But what can help is having clarity on your dating bottom lines. So one very practical exercise that I give all of my private clients, you guys are getting some, you know, inside stuff today, is I invite you to make a list of all of your exes. And, you know, taking an hour to do this, probably, depending on how many exes you have. And then with each ex, writing down where you felt like you're, you know, where you felt upset or you felt disappointed in the relationship, just bullet point it. And then where you felt like, oh my gosh, the quality that this man or this woman had was amazing and it made me feel great. And what you want to do, this takes some time and emotions may come up when you do it, but you'll start to see a pattern. Oh, you know, the last three men that I looked at, they all, you know, prioritized family. That was a really good thing. That's important to me. So you start to see that, you know, and then on a separate sheet of paper, you can make your bottom lines, both positive and negative. So if having a man in your life who values family is really important to you, then you're going to put that on the list. And the same thing with kind of the negatives, you know. Oh, all three guys were smokers and I am allergic to smoking. That might be a bottom line for you. A lot of times we don't take the energy, right, or the focus to look at what's come before as information, but it can save you so much time and so much vitality and personal power to do it so that you're not blaming the relationship for being, you know, wrong when it was never really right to begin with based on what you need and also what your values are. So the angel that you can call on to work with this particular one is Archangel Michael. And I'm going to mention him again because he's awesome. He's known as the head honcho angel. He helps you with courage, letting go, and precision. And in dating, precision is important. I don't mean go out like a huntress and like grab a guy. What I mean by precision is be precise in the energy that you're putting out and your expectations, and then be precise, right, with being an observer, having an experience of dating somebody, even if it's just one date, and noticing how you feel. And then if it just feels wrong, being precise and saying, you know what, I can't go on a second date with you. You are great. It's just not a fit for me. And being willing to walk away. So the way that you can call on Michael is, again, just like I said with Jophiel, is just talking to them like you would a friend, but also having Michael look at your list. So let's say you do the exercise I just mentioned, and you're not sure if you did it right or if you left something off. You can just say, Michael, come through me as I'm doing this list, or help me fine tune this list so it is, you know, it's aligned with my soul's desire. And you may need to wait a couple of days, or you may get some information in a dream that you want to add to the list or take something away. But it can be really, really helpful to work with Michael. And his color is indigo blue, so really deep, beautiful blue. And picturing this color, if you're into meditation around you, can be really, really helpful. Also, you know, he's often depicted with a shield and holding a sword. So if you think about, you know, this really sexy, buff bodybuilder, you know, bodyguard behind you as you're doing this exercise, it can be just a really safe space for you to explore what worked in your last relationships and what didn't. Okay, let's move on to the third one. And actually, you know what? I have to share with you guys. Before I hopped on this call, all of the notes that I've written in detail about our call, I accidentally threw away in a feng shui craze, and I was freaking out a little bit, and the angel said, no, it's a new moon. You may get more insights from us in this next hour. And so I've remembered the core blocks, but they actually shared a fourth one. So there you go. Sometimes we have to literally just toss out what we know to open up to what wants to come in, literally. Okay, so the third one is having X energy, speaking of X's, X energy or old relationship energy still in your space or in your life. Now, this can be as practical or as etheric as you want. So practical, are you still talking to your exes where you know it's never going to happen again? Are you hoping that you're going to get back together, but they've made it clear that they are not going to, you know, do that and you're still hanging on? That can definitely hold you back from meeting someone new or for creating the space, right, to heal. X energy in your space can also look like them attaching to you. This is probably the number one thing that my clients come to me for, is really feeling free once and for all of their ex, because sometimes, you know, you've let go. You've done everything you can think of, and for some reason, you still feel them around. And, you know, one of the things that I work with my private clients is a process called cord cutting and soul clearing, which I'll share a little bit about later on this call if anyone is interested in looking at that. But Michael, Archangel Michael, is the same angel that you can call on to help you with this. And a question that you can ask is, quite simply, is my ex in my space? And if, you know, you're attuned to your intuition, you may get a yes, you may hear a yes, you may feel an opening in your body that's just like literally a ringing true, or you may get a no. And if you get a no, it may be that you are holding on to them, right? So having the courage to ask the important questions and then looking at why you're holding on, or, you know, seeking out assistance to get their energy out of your space. So So before I share the fourth unexpected block that came, I want to pause for questions. Does anybody have any questions or need any clarification on the first three? If so, just press one on your phone and you can ask me. No question is silly, and if I don't know the answer, I will also tell you that too. Okay, so we don't have any questions at this time. If you think of anything, just write it down. I will leave a couple minutes at the end for anything, and you don't have to say your name if you don't feel comfortable, okay? The fourth one is not being willing to be alone and find love outside of a partner. And this one just seems so obvious that I don't know why that wasn't part of the original the original class, right? How many of us, and I raise my hand, have been just really impatient? You know, I remember being in between relationships and thinking, this is the worst feeling in the world. Like, I don't want to be with myself. Like, I love myself, but I don't want to be with myself. And I had a really good girlfriend point out, you know, you always seem to have a guy kind of lined up to date before you truly grieve and let go of the last guy. And she pointed out my pattern, and it was really hard to see, but she was absolutely right. I was unwilling to be in the waiting room, right? Because of all of the other blocks that I talked about. Every single one that I'm sharing tonight, I've experienced. I only share things with you guys that I've gone through and that my clients have gotten results with. So an unwillingness to be alone and to truly find love without another person. It sounds so simplistic and yet so impossible. But I can share with all of you what helped me to feel comfortable with the in-between period, in the meantime period, as it were, is to look at all of the things that I abandoned when I was in a relationship or in the last relationship and make a list of them. You know, it could be something as simple as, I don't take my dance classes anymore because he never liked me to go, right? That brings up a whole other set of issues around power struggles. But in that case, right, sign up for a dance class. Whatever, wherever you gave your power away in relationships is where you have the opportunity to gather, right, gather that personal power again, being single, which is going to make you magnetic and potent and just like super desirable to your soulmate. So asking yourself that question, what's one thing that you have not done that really brings you into your power? For me, it was dance classes. So I ended up getting like a 5-class dance pass. And it was scary to even do that. Because I hadn't done it for so long. So what is yours? Just write it down. No one has to know but you. And as you make that list, right, going through the different relationships or all the energy that you were spending, thinking about a certain guy or why it didn't work out, it's like, how could that energy be redirected into an activity or a community, a hobby, or even, you know, building a new dream that you kind of just put on the back burner. And the more that you can really find that passion and that sizzle for your life, it's almost like you get switched on. You're like a light switch, just walking around like a beautiful, beaming ball of love that's on fire for your life. You can't help but attract people in. And the thing is that only you know, right? When you're alone, are you truly in your power Or are you trying to be in your power but still healing from something? And in my case, I had to humbly admit, right, that I was avoiding healing because I thought I should just be getting on with it, right? But when I did take that time to heal, and for me, healing looked like getting back into the things I enjoyed, not even necessarily filling up my calendar, but actually leaving more space in my calendar to grieve, to cry. I was able to fly in not only my business, but ended up meeting an amazing man who had a lot of qualities that I never thought that I would find in somebody because I never allowed that in myself. So the angel for this particular block, if you struggle with that, is Archangel Shamuel. It's Chamuel. And Shamuel helps with finding something lost, which I love. You can call on Shamuel for anything from, I don't know where the heck I put my keys. I've actually used that one. I'm like, Shamuel, my aunt came over the other night and she could not find her sunglasses. And I literally just got still and we called on Shamuel. Within 3 minutes, we found him in the backseat of her car. So it worked. But for this particular block, he can help you find yourself again. He can help you find that passion energy that may have gone away because of the other things, right? Giving into bad negative thinking, having X energy weighing on your space, or just not having clarity on your bottom lines and letting the relationship run you instead of you kind of being in the relationship. So those are the four blocks tonight. Any questions at all, any thoughts, any insights that you would like to share, I'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and just press one on your phone if you want. Right, so area code 604, hello, you are live.
Hi.
Hi.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So I just had a question about number 3.
Okay.
So I was wondering, when we ask Archangel Michael, is my ex still in my space, how do we know for sure if we can trust the answer or if it's just kind of our logical mind?
That is a great question. I'm so glad you asked that. The one tip that I will give you and everyone tonight is to ask a question, or not even ask a question. Let's back up. Say a statement, right, mm-hmm. that is absolutely undeniably true. So something like, I am a woman.
Yeah.
And you want to say that over and over and over again in the mirror and tune into the body, just like we did at the beginning of the call. And would you be up for being my guinea pig and going through it to show everyone?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to have you say that one. I am a woman over and over again, even if you feel silly.
Okay. I am a woman. I am a woman. I am a woman. I am a woman. I am a woman.
Good. Stop and close your eyes. What do you mm-hmm. notice immediately in your body?
A sureness, I guess.
Okay. Where do you feel it?
Kind of within my heart area, like my chest.
Okay. Is it like an opening feeling? What is the sensation?
The sensation, I would say, is kind of like grounding.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, good. So then let's have you do another one. For simplicity's sake, we'll just have you say, I am a man. And you may feel really silly
okay.
with that one.
Okay. All right. I am a man. 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 I am a man.
Stop.
I am a man.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel now?
I feel like it's not resonating.
Okay, be more specific. Where do you feel that in your physical body? What's happening?
I feel like a constriction, I guess, is how I would explain it.
Yeah, even your tone just changed. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
It's like somebody has like rope around your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So that's how you can tell for you specifically and for everyone listening. You can do this exercise at home or with a girlfriend. Our signals are so specific to our bodies. So when you're saying, is my ex in my space? Try flipping it to a statement. My ex is in my space, right? And then notice which sensation does it fall under? Is it that heart opening, the sureness, or is it more of the constricted feeling?
Right.
And that will help you know the accuracy of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, you guys. So that's a great question. And, you know, the big part of any kind of question is how much are we consistently trusting our intuition, right? And that's an ongoing practice. I still have to practice that, and I teach this stuff. So it never stops. But the more that you can just break it down to the truth, what is the truth? Speak the truth, you know, hear the truth, all of that. The less that we lie to ourselves in love, the more confidence you'll have, and the easier it will be to not only identify your soulmate, but to maintain it, to keep it in your life, right? Because you may have met a soulmate type, but we sabotage every single day, right? Because we want to be safe, our ego, you know, thinks he should look a certain way or make a certain amount of money, and, you know, then suddenly we're out of our soul desire and we're into our ego desire, and that's where the trouble can start. So, any other questions? Go ahead and press 1. No? All right. Cool. So we are going to go ahead and go through a mini clearing. So for your heart, I promised you guys that, and I'm happy to offer that. So I'm just going to have you close your eyes and put your hand over your heart, your other hand over your belly, just like we started the call, and breathe deeply into that space. And all you guys have to do is just be open to receive. Sometimes that can be the hardest part. We want to control the outcome. We want to be in the driver's seat. And with love, sometimes that makes it really hard for spirit to help you out. So we now call in the angels of romance and love to surround each and every participant on this call, to fill our space with peace, and to send healing light to the heart chakra. Everyone, I want you to, in your mind's eye or using your imagination, picture someone that you need to forgive. The first person that pops in your mind is the one to use. Maybe it's yourself. And you don't even have to know why. I'm just going to invite everyone to repeat the following sentences out loud if you're in a space to do so. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. Let's do that again. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. One more time for good luck. Deep breath in. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. And the angels, we give you permission to clear out any debris, emotional, spiritual, that has been weighing on each person's heart regarding this specific situation. We ask that you take it. And on the count of three, everyone, I just want you to open your eyes and breathe. Come into the room in 3, 2, 1. And just notice your breath. Notice your body. You all did so beautiful with that. Maybe you're feeling lighter or just more calm than when you came on this call. And I want to close by pulling an angel card for our whole class tonight. And this is from Doreen Virtue's The Romance Angel Oracle Cards deck. So all you have to do, again, is be open to receive. And the angels are going to tell me when to stop shuffling. If you all want to think of a specific question or even just your intent from the top of the class, that would be good. Okay, let's stop. Beautiful. So the card that I pulled is Healing Family Issues. Your love life will benefit as you forgive your parents. Well, isn't that awesome? So looking at what it is that you want to call in. And when you guys, if you do that exercise where I invited you to look at your exes, because we pulled the family card, noticing how some of those things, right, trigger some wounds or some beliefs that your mom and or your dad, right, told you about love or that you saw growing up about love. And knowing that this new moon is an opportunity for some massive clearing, and that love is really all you are. We're all made of love. Anything that is not love is an illusion. Even the phrase, I love you, is the most powerful phrase. It has the highest energetic frequency measured, and it can dissolve anger, can dissolve fear. But so often, right, because of past disappointments or past experiences or programming, you don't believe that you can have the love that you are seeking. But it truly does start from loving yourself and looking honestly at where you haven't been loving yourself or been patient with yourself. So I just want to say thank you for coming on the call tonight. And I want to close with a quote. This is from a book called God Works Through Faith, and it's in the public domain. Actually, a mentor said it on one of his calls, and I was guided to read it to all of you. So take what works and leave the rest, as always. It says, when you believe that your desire is already fulfilled, believe that what you're asking for is already yours. You have put your faith in the universe to work, and what you will seek will be manifested in your experience. So you really have the power right now, right this second, listening to my voice, to commit to love. No matter what is presented at you this coming year, no matter what has happened to you in the past, will you choose to commit to love? Or will you choose to commit to staying where you are? And knowing that it's simply a choice, it's not good or bad. Beautiful. So any thoughts, any insights that you have or questions, go ahead and raise your hand. Press 1. I can feel the energy of our group, and it's so awesome. I just want to say that. It feels like you guys have gone through just many, many shifts already in just this 45 minutes, and I'm so grateful that you are here. If any of you would like to learn more about how I work with clients to help them call in their soulmate, I do have a limited number of spots for private coaching for next quarter, starting in January. Actually, just have 4 spots left. And I work with my clients in an approach that's very unique, that blends the practical, let's look at what's going on, let's look at the patterns, with the deep spiritual and deep energy healing work. And if you are guided to learn more about that, what I would love is if you sent an email to my assistant, Lisa, and we can set up a time to talk and see if the programs that I have available for you are truly a fit. And there's no obligation at all to sign up. But if you are feeling that pull and you are serious about attracting love next year, I would love to be of service. So that email is info@deannadorell.com. So it's DIANADORELL.com. And in your subject line, just put, love call with Deanna, and she'll know exactly what it's regarding. And we can just hop on and see what's going on and if I'm the best person to help you. Just I think more than 2 weeks ago, I got an email in my inbox that just made me cry. And it was from a client that I've worked with off and on this year, I guess. I keep saying last year, like it's already 2016. And she's, in her early 40s. And when she came to me, she was totally, paralyzed by her ex. And, she's like, I've tried everything. And in a couple of sessions, she was finally able to let him go. And the email that made me cry was, she said, I never thought I thought it was too late for me. And long story short, she moved across the United States, other side of the coast. She met her soulmate within 3 months of working with me. And she has a family. And she said, I literally thought it was too late. I thought I was just going to be single forever or just like date casually. And he's everything that she wanted. And it makes my heart sing when I hear stories like that, because I know that it's possible no matter what's happened to you. So if you want to learn more, get in touch with me. And I just want to, again, close this call with saying thank you. Thank you for showing up for yourself. And if this call was helpful at all, we're going to send a recording. Please share it with a friend who maybe wasn't feeling brave enough to come to the call. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of December. I look forward to having you guys in the future class or working with you privately next year. Lots of love, everybody.